Yo. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the TJTV podcast. We are officially back from summer vacation. We have a lot of things to get to. I have a lot of stories to talk about. I have a lot of fun, exciting things just to talk about. I mean, summer was a really interesting time for me. And, you know, there's just so much stuff I have to get into. But before we get into anything, there is actually a very recent story, and it's a serious news story. I'm filling in for the news. But last week on Thursday, it's almost been a week since this guy's been missing, a convict escaped from the Chester County prison after the warm retired. And the guy's been missing since. He was found 2 miles away from the prison a couple days ago. And then he was found by Longwood Gardens on a Ring camera about like a day after. And now, like, the search is still continuing. This is something that's been going on and ongoing. Honestly, my thoughts... my thoughts on this... I don't know. I'm reading a lot of stuff on the Facebook page that I belong to. And literally, everyone's saying, oh, they don't want to be found. The cops aren't finding this guy. The guy doesn't want to be found. He's going to, you know, come and rob somebody's house, which he already tried to break into somebody's house. That was a few days ago, too. But, yeah, you know, the cops aren't trying to find him. They're only going out at night. They don't know where to look. Something's not adding up. And it's really bizarre, just the fact of the matter is that we have cops that have been searching for this guy for days on end, and they haven't been able to find him, like, at all. It's really kind of messed up, to be honest. And you know what? I actually kind of agree with people. I don't think the cops are doing their job. I really don't. Schools have officially closed down, too, a couple school districts because of the escaped convict. I mean, even the college, Westchester, closed down, too, which I thought was pretty interesting. But the fact of the matter is, the guy where he is right now, he is about 25 minutes from where I live. It's a 3-hour walk. And yeah, I timed it. This guy has not really left sight of prison, just because, I don't know why. It's just kind of like nuts, just with what's going on in the world. I mean, I honestly feel like not really unsafe, but like when I'm doing Lyft at night, which I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes too. I don't think that this guy is going, like, they're going to find him. At least if they do find him, it's not going to be for a long time. But it really is nuts and scary to think about. So I will give you guys updates probably every other day until we find this guy. So, yeah, it's just something that's been going on. But let's start all the way back into the summer. And I'm going to play a little excerpt. Right, summertime sadness. Summer 2023 is now in the books, and we have a lot of stuff to talk about. So, the first and foremost story of the day is John DeBella's retirement. And that was a fun party. That really was. Literally, his retirement party was probably one of the most memorable things that's ever happened in Philadelphia history. I mean, his last show was perfect. I loved listening to his last show. Everything was perfect. I got here at 7 o'clock, and when I got here, there were literally people tailgating, and they had signs of the Bella's posters, which was really awesome. And I got to listen to his last words. Everybody was down the hall. I was literally one of the last ones to come to the party. So literally when the show ended, I ran down the hallway, and there were all these people there, and I hear a knock on the door. I go out to see who's knocking on the door. It's a news person from NBC. And I didn't let them in, which I got in trouble for afterwards because I wasn't sure if we were allowed to let these people in or not. But literally, there was an NBC news lady waiting to get in to film John DeBello coming out. And she did. She did a story on him. She eventually got in by one of my other employees. But after that, we all were just sitting around the studio, MGK Studios, and we all drank champagne to toast his retirement, the toast from his retirement, which was really awesome. And the lady who was with us, the NBC lady, she didn't want to drink her champagne, so I was like, I'll drink it. So I had two glasses of champagne, literally small glasses, which, you know, isn't that bad, but hey, it is what it is. But yeah, no, that was a fun time. I really enjoyed his retirement. That was probably one of the most memorable retirement parties I've ever been to. I've never been to one, really, actually. But yeah, no, that was a fun retirement. So congratulations, John. Hope to talk to you soon. Maybe I'll get you on my podcast. That'd be great. That would be, actually. It would be really fun just to have him on my show. I mean, John DeBella. Actually, there's something I want to talk to you guys about. So here's a little side note from this little story that I just told you. I saw something on Vice. It said the fall of the 2000s, and it basically showed the story of Howard Stern, Mad Cow? I think it's Mad Cow. Anyways, Opie and Anthony, Howard Stern, Mad Cow Moeller, or whatever the hell his name is, and they literally talked about the shitty things that they did, and I'm just like, wow. After hearing what Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony and all of these guys did on the radio, it's kind of like messed up just to think about. Like, these guys were actually idols of mine growing up. But the one thing I never got was, Opie and Anthony were big fans of Stern back in the day, and when they did their own radio show, it's just like, why even do that? Like, why even get pissed off at Howard? Why even fight with Howard? Why don't you two collaborate? But I guess Howard didn't like that he was the only one, you know, doing a certain thing, and Opie and Anthony basically copied him. And they did. I mean, Opie and Anthony did basically copy Howard, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. They upped the ante. So, oh well. It is what it is. Anyways, yeah. So, it's just a weird thing, but it was a good documentary. If you guys want to go look it up, it's on YouTube, I bet. So, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find it. It is what it is. I just didn't think they were all shitty, but here's the thing with that. If you act shitty on the radio, or if you have a personality that you want to show on the radio or TV, in real life, you're a different type of person. And you know what? I'm just going to go with that. Like, that's what people do. Like, they go on the radio or podcast and they talk so much shit on people that they literally get, like, they go crazy. I mean, I go crazy on the radio or on my podcast, really. If I'm pissed off, like, I go crazy a lot, and it's really kind of bizarre, you know? But hey, it is what it is, everybody. It really is. You know, here's something that's actually kind of been pissing me off lately. So, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I don't listen to these podcasts. There are a lot of TV shows, or I'm sorry, there are a lot of actors who were filming shows in the 90s and the 2000s. And I'm going to name some of them. Lizzie McGuire. So Hilary Duff. Christy Carlson Romano. David Henry and the girl that played Selena Gomez's friend. I forget her name. Wizards of Waverly Place. And Ned Six Classified. These people who haven't been on TV in years now decided to do a podcast. Except for the guys for Boy Meets World. Like, they were all on Girl Meets World. But it wasn't really a... hit. It only lasted 3 seasons, and I watched the show. It wasn't that bad. But I don't like the idea that they're doing TV shows about podcast, like on their, like they're doing podcasts on their TV shows. Like, what is the point of that? Why are we doing podcasts on our TV shows that were on back in the 2000s? Are you trying to bring back nostalgia? Like that, it just irritates me. It's like these guys have nothing to do with their life, that they're creating like another podcast. Like, the world needs another podcast. And here's the thing. I've been doing a podcast since 2015. And ever since 2020, a lot of people jumped on the podcast train. They did. I'm not going to lie. I'm the one who basically started the whole trend. But that's the thing. In 2020, like, everybody jumped on to start doing podcasts. And now people are doing, like, TV shows about, or podcasts about their TV shows that were only on for maybe like 5 years. Like, don't do a podcast. These actors from the 90s need to be stopped. They need to be shut down. Go get a job. Go get a new job and do like another show. Like, do like Lizzie McGuire, like the sequel series. I know she was in How I Met Your Father, which was another failed project that only lasted 2 seasons, but still. Get out of podcasting. Stop doing it. Who cares? No one listens. And the people who do listen, they probably are as lonely as you are. Honestly. I hate that shit. Like, I really do. Oh, we got a podcast about a TV show that was on 27 years ago. It's like with Steve-O. Although, at least Steve-O, he has meshes and he actually has something to promote. Like, he's actually going out and still making money. Like, honestly. That's what I hate about certain shows, man. I mean, honestly, it's just so stupid. Like, I mean, yeah, I guess it'd be kind of cool and it's kind of nostalgia, but I tried listening to the Ned's Classified stuff and it's just boring. I mean, I can't get into it. I really can't. I just can't. I mean, it's like everyone's trying to be like Joe Rogan. It really is. Joe Rogan podcast. So, I don't know. I mean, if you had your own radio show and like Mikey Miss, yeah, you could have your podcast. But honestly, it's just nuts. It really is. I mean, I personally don't like it. Let's do a podcast on a TV show. Let's do it, guys. Boo, boo, boo. Like, for fuck's sakes. Let it go. Honestly. Oh, well. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just think that's a bad move on a lot of actors and actresses. Like, go do something in TV. Go get another job. Go get a new job or pitch something to somebody. I'm sure anybody's looking for work. I mean, with the writer's strike, I mean, maybe not, but yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. That's just my personal opinion. I really wouldn't. Oh, well, it is what it is. Yeah, I just think the whole TV show thing is kind of bogus. I mean, a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's good nostalgia. Yeah, it is, but no one wants to listen. I certainly don't want to listen. Oh, well. It is what it is, I guess. What is it? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I hate people. I really do. But that's all I have to say about that. You know? Anyways. Yeah, so summer was just kind of a weird, I mean, it really wasn't bad, but it really wasn't great. I mean, it was a weird dynamic of what I had to go through. I mean, personally, you know, with the wildfires in Canada, it was still smoky out. And then July rolled around. It was stormy. That was actually a bizarre one. So let me tell you this story. Over the summer, Tori and I were going up to my summer house for 4th of July. And every week we were up at my summer house, my sister, Tori and I, my uncle, we literally deep cleaned the fuck out of my summer house. And it was so boring going up there. It really was. We deep cleaned everything. But on the way up there that night, we were driving and it was raining. It was torrential downpour the whole time going up there. And Tori and I were driving. We saw a bunch of vehicles driving in this rain. And there was a big river puddle of water just on the road. And one guy got stuck. And as Tori and I were trying to get to my summer house, we saw another big, huge, like, river flow of water just rushing into the river right in front of us. And she looks at me. She's like, we got to turn around. I call my sister. I tell her what's going on. And I'm like, yo, this is getting wild. I told my sister, like, don't come the way we're going. You're going to get stuck. We had to go around, and it was just really bad. Like, the rain was so bad to the point, it was just like, we're all going to die. This is it. We're going to die. And we literally got there. Got there unharmed. And it was just a shitty weekend. I mean, it really, really was. It sucked. Honestly, I thought it did. And you know what? I just hated 4th of July. It was not the fun. It was not a fun 4th of July. And it got to a point that I left on the 4th. Tori and I both left on the 4th because I was just tired of getting harassed and getting belittled and shit. You know? I was just really tired about it. Really tired of it. And I kept getting belittled, not by my sister, but by another family member. So, yeah, I just got tired of it. And I left on 4th of July. But actually, 4th of July, it was funny. Tori and I went to her dad's house to hang out. And then we were literally on Allegheny Avenue in Philly. And people were shooting off fireworks. And I mean, it was to the point where, like, the fireworks were going all over the place on Allegheny. One firework flew close to me, and it went right past my face. And I'm like, oh, crap. Went right past me, exploded in midair. One hit a building and exploded. On Allegheny Avenue, a lot of people were shooting off fireworks. And it was funny, too. This one corner store called, I'm not going to name the store. This one corner store in Allegheny. Literally, they were selling fireworks illegally, and the cops came, like, one cop came and just sat there, and he got out of his car, looked around, he was like, nope, nothing I could do here. He dipped, he said, I'm out. It was literally a fun time on the 4th. It was a really great time just to see, like, the fireworks going off. People were doing it left and right. It was great. I loved every minute of it. It was a fun time. I thought it was. I have videos on my Snapchat, too. That's one thing I like about social media. One thing I love. I have so many, like, pictures. And it was really great. With the fireworks. You know? But, hey, it is what it is. We also went to the beach this year, too. Tori and I did. Which was fun. I mean, I had a good time. Here's the thing. I don't really like the beach because we never really go in the water. But, you know what I mean? I feel like, I don't know, I'm just not a big beach guy. I never really was. And personally, I think it's just, it is what it is. I'm just not a big beach guy. Really never was. Probably never will be either. There we go. And, yeah. So, that's really it. That was pretty much my whole July. We just went to the beach. Went and had a 4th of July at our dad's house. Really fun times. All right, now the show's over. No, actually, there's a lot more stuff I want to talk about, too. We're going to take a quick break. And I have to take a piss. So, yeah, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play some. I'm going to play a song for you guys, talk about some stuff. And then I want to get into the rest of the, you know, things that we did. You know, we went to a couple concerts. I had a big announcement that was planned, but now it got ruined. We have a new COVID variant. new show announcement, maybe. I don't know. We went to an Eagles game. There's a lot of stuff I got to talk about. All right, let's take a break. I'll be back in a few. Replace some stuff. And, I'll leave you with a little bit of some excerpts that I also have. Here we go.
It's like a ghost.
Happy Halloween.
Coming soon.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine.
Hey yo. I'm useless, but not. I have to say, this song is really freaking good. This brings me back to, like, when I was a kid. This one right here. Let's just listen to it.
In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Now, I couldn't be there. Now, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs.
What a great song. Wow. What a great song, I have to say. Anyways, we are back. And I promised you guys I was going to talk about the concerts I've been to. Pretty much a little announcement that was supposed to happen that never happened. And much more. So, this weekend. Yeah, actually this week, I'll get with that in a couple seconds. But, at my job, everyone knows what I do. I work on the radio. And I get free tickets from time to time. And I got free tickets to go to Pantera and Disturbed. Now, I know Pantera, just like one or two songs. But I was actually kind of surprised. Like, I went to the concert. I got literally like VIP passes to this concert. And I didn't know I got VIP parking. So when I went to go park, I had to pay for parking, which I didn't even have to. And I had to walk like 2 miles to the concert. And I found out I had VIP passes when I got the tickets sent to me and all that. And I was just like, oh my God, like I have VIP parking. I had it on my phone. I didn't realize it. Like I had an extra ticket. I was actually kind of pissed that I had to do that. But yeah, no, Tori and I saw Pantera. And I have to say, where we sat, we were so close when they were playing and singing. You could feel the drums and the beat of the guitar, like the beat of the drums and the guitar riff in the solo. You could feel it all in your chest. That's how close we were. And I like concerts like that. It actually wore me out and blew out my ears too a little bit. So I'm a little deaf from that point. And then a week later, or 2 weeks after that, Tori and I went to Disturbed. And I have to say, that was a great concert. Disturbed was hands down one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my entire life. And I've been to a lot of concerts. I've been to about 10. And this concert that Disturbed put on was really amazing. David, the singer, he literally put on a show for all of us. I mean, during this concert, he pretty much said, you know, I'm tired of losing people. We lost Chester, and he named a few other people as well, like Chester Benefield from Linkin Park, and he's named a few other people as well. And he said, in February, I was going to do it, and I was going to take my life too. And he said, the only way I didn't take my life was because of my son and my fans. And he played The Light. And I have to say, that is such an amazing song. I mean, I cried at the concert. This is the first time I've ever cried at a concert. I never cry at concerts. I never have. And I probably never will. But yeah, this concert was actually one of my favorite concerts ever. And I'm really happy that I got to see him. And like I said, I had VIP parking. Didn't pay for parking this time. I got VIP parking and I got VIP passes as well. Great concert. Really great concert. I mean, Disturbed, Pantera, and then we went to the Eagles game too, which that was horrible. But yeah, so when I went to the Pantera concert, fun fact about this, I was with Tori. Me and her were walking, and I really wanted a craft beer. I'm like a big craft, like IPA guy, like Victory, Victory, Voodoo Ranger, Sly Fox, anything that's really remotely good. Yingling. Anyways, so I went to go ask one of the ladies. I was like, hey, do you guys have any, like, you know, Voodoo Ranger or Victory? And when I asked her, I accidentally burped in her face. Like, and I was like, I felt so bad. And my wife looked at me. She was like, you just burped in her face. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, I know. I didn't mean to. And at that point, I felt like shit afterwards that I, like, had to apologize. I had to, like, pull her something. Like, hey, I'm sorry for burping in your face. I never burp in people's faces. Like, I burp on the air and I burp on the microphone, but I never burp. And people, I feel like that's so disrespectful, burping in someone's face. It's like farting in someone's face. It really is. It's disrespectful, I feel like. And I hate when people burp in other people's faces. But at the same time, it's like, I just did that to somebody. Does that make me like a hypocrite at some point? I mean, honestly, I don't think it does. I mean, I apologize. But hey, it is what it is. So... yeah, I accidentally burped in somebody's face. Oh, man. I felt so bad, though. But, yeah, Disturbed, hands down, the best concert ever. And it was really cool what Dave did. He picked up a 6-year-old kid from the mosh pit, put him up on stage, put his mom up on stage. And that kid, at the age of 6, is probably going to remember that for the rest of his life. Like... that was probably his favorite moment. And I like when people do that. Like, I like when singers bring people up on stage. And he actually had another guy up on the stage as well. But, yes, if you guys ever see Disturbed, best concert ever. And people look at me, they're like, TJ, you like Disturbed? I'm like, yeah, I love Disturbed. But, yeah. Anyways... I also got to go see Eric Church. Tori and I, so my cousin, my uncle, not my cousin, my uncle, he actually works for Eric Church. He's a rigger, meaning he does like the lights and stuff. And he got us VIP tickets as well. We were up front. And when we saw the we got to see backstage all the guitars. We got to go on a tour bus. This is the first time I've ever been on a tour bus, mind you, too. Like, I've seen backstage for concerts before, like with Toby Keith back when I was 17, but I've never seen tour buses. Fun fact, I also got to hold Toby Keith's guitar. That was pretty cool, too. I was happy about that. But that's a different story for a different day. I can name my top 10 concerts. But hey, oh well. But yeah, so we got to go see Eric Church, and we got front row, well, not front row, but we got like pretty damn close to the stage, and we saw two fights happen. Literally, two fights were happening right in front of us. So I'll paint a picture. We're standing up watching the concert. Eric Church is on. There's this older guy, he's a little overweight. And then there's this other guy who's like a little bit muscular with his girlfriend, and he's drunk. So the fat guy, older fat guy, is dancing. And the drunk guy next to him's like, you could dance, but you got to get out of my spot. Like, he got offended that he was dancing in his spot. And then the drunk guy was like, you don't have to be an asshole and move. And like, it just turned into like, it literally almost turned into a fist fight. And then the guy next to Tori and I, he's like, he bends over to the two guys, to the fat guy and the drunk guy. He's like, listen, my wife right here is pregnant. And if you guys start throwing fists and if my wife gets hit, I'm going to murder one of you. He's like, I don't care who started it, but like, if this shit like continues on, I'm going to start murdering you. And I was just like, oh shit. I'm like, this is not good. And then behind me, there was another fight. Some young guy knocked some older dude's beer out of his hand. I don't know if it was on purpose, But it was crazy. And where we went for the concert, too, was all the way in New York. Well, not, it was New Jersey. It was PNC Bank Park in New York. Holdem, New Jersey. I keep saying New York. I don't know why I keep saying New York. We were 45 minutes away from New York. Let's put it that way. But yeah, Holder, New Jersey is where we went. Right on the Garden State Parkway. And we had a walk on the Garden State Parkway. And we parked far away, too. And where we live, it was like about an hour and a half. So we actually got a hotel, got to go swimming in this like danky ass, hotel looking thing, which it was fine. I mean, I didn't like the hotel. I don't know. I have a thing with hotels. Like, I've seen a lot of like horror stories with hotels where people like just go in there and there are bed bugs all over and you have to check the sheets. And like, I know a lot of people who do check the sheets and we're one of them. But I just get skeeved out because, like, you never know what people in the other room had. It's really bizarre. Like, the last time I was in a hotel, when was the last time I was in a hotel? Besides the Airbnb that we stayed in, I think that was the last time. Because Tori and I, we rarely don't go to hotels at all. And I want to say it was that. That was probably the last time, the Airbnb, which wasn't a hotel. I got to look back on my memories. But yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of hotels. I'm really not. So, hey, it is what it is. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, hotels. Who cares? But, yeah. Anyways, yeah, we went to a hotel. I mean, and the pool was disgusting too. Like, the pool had a lot of bugs and shit in it. It wasn't great. I mean, I wasn't a great fan. I wasn't a big fan of it. But yeah, it's just, yeah. 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 Disgusting. Yeah, no, but I can't remember the last time I was in a hotel. Really cannot remember. It sucks. But yeah, we went to a lot of concerts and it was fun. You know, I had a good time. So, oh well. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take another break, quick break. I'm going to play some music. And I have a couple things I want to talk about. I made a new series on TikTok. I have plans for the show because there's going to be a lot of plans for the show. And then I have something new I probably will announce that's going to be a future thing. Got to talk about the new COVID variant. And I got to talk about something else that happened. Also, yeah. So let's take a quick break. I'll be back and you'll hear some old stuff. So I'm going to get some new drops and then all that stuff in a little bit. But yeah. So we'll be back.
It's delicious.
Uh-oh.
Float like a feather in a beautiful world. Man, this song is so good.
I wish I was special.
Really is so fucking good.
You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep.
Wow. I could listen to that song all day. I could actually listen to that song all day. All right, so we're back. Took a little break. Hope you enjoyed that little shit. Don't ask me who made that, but more things are coming. More to come in the future. All right, so recently, and I'm going to tell you how long ago this was, because I can remember. I made a new series on TikTok, and I will say half of the things that I posted, it blew up instantly. And I'll tell you what happened. I made a video of me being stalked, or not me being stalked, a new series about me going on the dark web, and literally this one video that I posted hit 1.2 million views on TikTok. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, how's that possible? And the video that I posted earlier has 300,000 views, 60,000 views, 45,000 views. It's like, I don't know what's going on with TikTok, but it keeps growing. Every video I do is growing and growing and growing. And it's really amazing how like fast I grew on TikTok. Like, I never would have thought that I would hit 20,000 followers on TikTok. It's just bizarre just to think about, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I made a new series. It's the Dark Web series. That was a fun thing. And you know what? I'm actually really happy that we got to do that. So, I want to continue doing that. I did have a big announcement planned for something, but like I said, that's going to be teased at the end of the show. But I do have plans for the show as well. So, my plans for the show, I'm going to be doing more of a video aspect for my podcast. Meaning, whenever I do a show, depending on where I'm at or what I'm doing, I'm going to be posting video clips of me on the podcast. Meaning, there's going to be a clip of me talking about, you know, whatever, either what's going on with the presidential debate, me either going up to some random guy and saying, hey, you know, I want you to answer this question, you'll win like $100 or something stupid like that. Like, you're going to see me do more video aspects on the show going forward now, which I am actually happy about, because I feel like doing video and promoting my podcast on TikTok and also Facebook will get me more followers and get me to where I want to be in the podcast world, honestly. So, more video aspect is coming to the show, and I hope you guys watch, and I hope you guys give me, you know, critique, you know, just critique me on my video skills, and maybe we'll do some editing along the way. But yeah, more of a video aspect is coming to the podcast, and hope you guys enjoy it, because I know I am. So, you'll see clips from time to time, and you're going to be like, what the hell is this kid doing? But just let you know, more videos coming. So, hope you guys enjoy it. So, yeah. That's one thing for the show that I'm planning. I also plan to do more interviews this year as well. So I have a couple interviews scheduled. I'm hoping that, you know, these come up very quickly. I'm sorry. I'm hoping that they fall through. I mean, Joe Moss, and then we have somebody else on TikTok who has, you know, ESP, I guess. She does, like, her, like, job's haunted. It's weird. So that's kind of cool. And there's also a new COVID variant, which I'm really shocked about. Not really. It's weird. You know, whenever there's a new COVID variant, it's getting crazy. You know, people get crazy about it. And now they're talking about, you know, we're going into another lockdown and this, that, and the third. It's just, I don't think we're going into another lockdown. I don't. I honestly think that the whole lockdown thing is just stupid. You know what I'm more worried about? The war. Are we going to go into World War III? That's what I'm worried about. You know, that's just something I'm like really, you know, weirded out about. So, there's also been a lot of deaths this year too. Sinead O'Connor, Pee Wee Herman, Bob Barker, and what's his name? He just died recently. The guy from Smash Mouth. Because he had a good song. He had some great, really great songs. Stephen Harwell. Is that him? Yeah, Stephen Harwell died. Oh, man. When I heard that news, I'm just like, wow. It's crazy. I mean, that was... So, listening to Smash Mouth, there were like two or three songs that we had. Listening to Smash Mouth was my childhood. Hey, now, you're an all-star. Like, his songs were literally on the radio all the time. And that was my childhood right there. Listening to him. And he died. Ugh. And then Jimmy Buffett died recently. Now, that one didn't hit hard. But here's my thing about that. I hate when celebrities die. And a lot of people automatically say, oh my God, he was my favorite singer. No, he wasn't your favorite singer. When people die, they listen to me. They know probably one or two songs. Like Jimmy Buffett, I can name maybe two or three songs. And Cheeseburger in Paradise, Margaritaville, and Brown Eyed Girl. I probably know more, but honestly, like everyone's like, oh my God, Jimmy Buffett died. He was such a great musician. I'm like, how many songs do you really know? Oh, like three. Then you don't know him. But it's sad. Yeah, but you don't know him. Like, let's see. I'm going to look up Jimmy Buffett's songs, see how many I know. Because I guarantee you I know. And Brown Eyed Girl, his song, I mean, that's a remix. Let's see. 5 o'clock somewhere. I know that one. Let's see. Bahama Breeze. Cheeseburger in Paradise. Sorry, I said that. Yeah, so I probably know more songs, more Jimmy Buffett songs, than actually kids know, than more people around, honestly. It's like a lot of kids, oh, I know Jimmy Buffett songs, and they know like two songs. So it's, I don't know. It's just fucked up. Just people. Oh well, it is what it is. But hey, rip to all those people. Anyways, so all right. So right now I'm actually in a football draft right now. I am in like three drafts. Like I don't know how the hell I'm in three drafts. How I got talked into it, I don't know. But yeah, I'm in three football drafts right now, which is really cool. So that's what I'm up to at the moment. But yeah, I did a draft over the weekend, and now I'm in another draft tonight. So I'm trying to get like a couple people to join in. I got to get my friend Josh to join, and I got to get one other person to join. It's actually kind of funny too. I asked my friend Steve. Everyone knows Steve. He's been on the show before, and he denied me as soon as he accepted it. I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm like, come on, dude. You can't accept it and then deny it. It's not good. It's not a good look. Anyways. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just ready. It's one of those things where, like, you're ready just to, like, relax and, you know. I don't know. I'm just ready to go. I'm ready to go. I really am. Like, I don't know what I want to, like, I don't know. Like, after I tell you what happened, it's going to kind of be a damper. But, I mean, it is what it is. I've just been upset recently with certain things. So, in any event, so everyone knows I'm ending the show at season 10 in, like, 2 years approximately. So, I will be thinking of a new show that I actually am in the process of thinking of a new show. And, basically, I don't know what it's going to be. Like, I want to have an idea where it's just, like, an interview show. But I also feel like that's going to be boring. And then maybe like rebrand my show, make it the TJ Gleason show. and do like a different podcast and actually have like guest host every day. Maybe do a horror podcast. So like I have a lot of things that I'm working on, and like I have a lot of things in development, but it's just like I don't know what I want to do with this like new show idea. I have no idea what I want to do. But it is what it is. I mean, I don't know how to execute it. Like, I started the show 8 years ago, and I really don't know what I want to, like, how I want to start another podcast. And I know, like, a lot of these podcasts are like, hey, I'm so-and-so, and this is the first show ever. Boo. So I don't know. I'll figure it out. I always do. But hey. Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm just working on a new show. And it's going to be literally in 2 years. So it's going to be a 2-year long project. And it's just something I want to do. I mean, because once I hang up from TJTV, I don't want to hang up completely. Because I still want to do this. And it's something that, you know, I've been doing for years. And, you know, it's cool. So. But stay tuned because a lot more things are coming in the year. Yay. All right. So I do have something I do want to talk about real quick. And literally I've been thinking of how to say it, and I don't know how to say it. I've been really struggling with this. Of what to say if this were to happen. Excuse me. And I'm kind of glad that what I'm going to tell you didn't happen, but here's the story. So I've been looking for jobs, other media-based jobs, either in radio, TV, or, you know, somewhere. And I had a job interview, and the guy was based in North Carolina, and it was for a news station for a producer. We had the interview. It was about a 30-minute interview. I dressed up nice. I was over Zoom, and basically, you know, the guy said, this is what you're going to be paid. It's a 2-year contract. You're going to have to move down to North Carolina, this, that, and the third, and so on and so forth. I'll let you know by the end of August. So I'm like, okay, cool. I waited till the end of August, and I'm like, Tori and I are thinking, like, we got to move. Like, I'm going to get the job. I'm going to have to move. We're going to be moving to, like, a different state. There's going to be nobody there, and so on and so forth. So I'm looking at places. She's looking at jobs, and it's a cheaper living down there. It was going to be good money, and so on and so forth. So I've been thinking, like, when I come back from the podcast, I'm going to get this. Like, I'm thinking, like, this is a job. I'm going to get this job. I'm going to get out of PA. I'm going to have a nice, like, warm winter. And I was struggling so hard of what to say on the podcast when I got the job. I was struggling so much, like, I got to say goodbye to a lot of people. I got to start making friendships and amends with people who I don't talk to anymore. And it was just really hard for me. I was like literally up all hours of the night trying to figure this shit out. And last Sunday, I looked at my phone and I emailed the guy and I asked him, I was like, hey, what's the deal? Like, did I get the job? And he said, I'm going in a different direction with the job, but I may have something opening up in the fall. So he basically said yes. And then he basically said no, but maybe. Like, maybe for a different position in the future. And I was upset. I was really super upset. But yeah, I almost got this job in North Carolina, and I'm actually really happy. Like, I was really happy I got the job, but I'm really bummed. And it's been kind of a damper on me lately, and I feel like I've just been so, like, miserable just because I didn't get the job, you know? But I tried my best, you know? So, I don't know. I'm just a little annoyed, I guess. I really wish I would have gotten a job. I mean, it would have been a good experience. And plus, you know, Tori and I, we probably would have been, I don't know, we probably would have succeeded in North Carolina. I feel like we would have. But, you know, they looked for somebody else and somebody who was probably closer than me. I was willing to move. But, oh well. Anyways, yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys. I wanted to inform you guys what may have happened. I mean, it would have been a big announcement. I would have, like, here was the plan. I would have said, had a lot of, like, people come on the podcast, said goodbyes to everybody. I would have did a final live show of me being in Pennsylvania. And yeah, no, it would have been a great, like, start to everything. But, you know, I didn't get the job. So it is what it is. I mean, oh, well, in any event, that's it, I guess. Damper on the show. All right, so we do have a couple things coming your way. Like I said, Joe Moss, he was supposed to come on the show in June, but, you know, since I took off in the summer, I kind of just denied him. I said, hey, dude, I'm busy. And then we have a girl on TikTok. I can't remember her name exactly because now my app is decided to upload. So, yeah. All right. Okay, so things to come on a new show. Like I said, more videos going to be coming. You're going to see clips on TikTok as soon as the podcast is posted. You're also going to be seeing more stuff coming to the show. Like, I'm going to be doing interviews, and I have a lot more, you know, ideas. A lot more ideas for the show. Oh, also, I want to thank everybody who participated in the end of summer kickoff party. That was fun. That was a really great show. I hope everybody just, you know, enjoyed it. And you know what? It was really good. I liked it. I also want to say thank you to my high school IT director who gave me my high school tapes. That was fun. So, yeah. You guys get to see the high school files. That's on Facebook as well. And what else? Oh, so I had some, so here were the things. I had some predictions, or not really predictions, but plans that I wanted to do in the summer. And I did have a prediction that something good was going to happen to me. And that was good, but then it turned out bad. But I wanted to do a summer concert series. And when I asked people to do that, they all didn't really deny me, but they were all busy. And then I was still trying to hear something from like one band, but they didn't answer me. So I mean, you know, there were a couple things. And then also the Tory retrospective, I wanted to get that done, but I didn't. It was just one of those like summers where I just wanted to relax. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But oh well. I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. All right, so, also, happy anniversary, babe. I love you. My anniversary today, 6-year anniversary. 6 years. 6 years with my wife. We'll be going out soon. Maybe. All right. All right, everybody. So, yeah, like I said, got a couple interviews next week, and I'll be back on Friday. So I'm going to try to... I want to try to see if I can get an update on this guy, this missing guy, the convict. So yeah, we'll be back on Friday, and I'm probably going to do podcasts maybe like twice a week, once a week. I don't know. I'm still trying to debate what I want to do. So yeah. All right, everybody. Love you all to death. I'll see you guys later. Do we have an outro song? I don't think I have an outro song. All right. I'll see you guys later. And well... See, I want to go, but I feel like there's something else. Because I have it's like a lot of feedback that I feel like I miss. There's like a lot of things. I don't know. Did I miss anything? Should I come back? We're coming back. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, Oktoberfest came back. The beer. That was cool. Great beer. Great food. Yeah, so I'm doing that. Yeah, I don't really see anything else. Pizza pretzel pizza. That was weird. Okay. I guess that's it. Yeah, That's it. Oh, well. Go check out my TikTok, TJTV6, producer TJ995, High School Files on Facebook, and so on and so forth. All right, I'm out. I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Bye.